This week's Come On iPal is about digital television.
Lately, in TV commercials, these yellow deer characters often appear. They are called Chidejika. What's going on? They keep saying something about July 24th.
That commercial is an announcement about the national switch from analog to digital broadcasting. They're telling you that you have until July 24th, 2011, to make the transition. Both are currently offered, but after July 24th of next year, terrestrial TV and broadcasting satellite TV will no longer be viewable in analog broadcast.
I wonder if my house is analog.
Well, if it is analog, the katakana word a-na-ro-gu will be displayed in the top right of your screen.
Ah, it's there, it's there. That means I have analog. What should I do?
If you don't do something, you won't be able to watch TV. In order to continue watching TV, you must do one of the following three things to make the switch. 1. Buy a digital compatible TV which has a digital broadcast receiver. 2. Attach a digital tuner or a recording unit with a built-in digital receiver to your TV. 3. Watch cable TV.
It's such a pain to have to replace my TV.
I agree. Replacing a large screen, high-quality TV isn't easy. But if you want an easy way to watch digital broadcasts, buying a digital tuner and connecting it to your current TV is a great way. They sell them for about 5,000 yen.
In that case, it's not so bad.
But being able to enjoy a stable, high-resolution picture and the amazing sound quality is the real beauty of digital broadcasting. In order to enjoy the full potential of digital TV, it's best to buy a digital-compatible TV.
I see. So it's a recommendation to buy digital-compatible TV if you want to experience the high-quality picture and sound, which is the highlight of the digital TV. I wonder, what should I do for my house?
Well, there are only 500 days before Japan switches to digital, so you'd better hurry up and make the preparations. But be careful. There are some dishonest business practices involving fraud, where people claiming to be from companies such as TV Research or Antenna Construction try to illegally collect fees for digital broadcast reception or solicit digital TV-related work services. Come on, iPal! Next week's show will be in Chinese, so the next English broadcast will be on February 28th, Sunday, at 8:55 p.m. We will be talking about cellular phone usage.
This is Masami.
And this is Jeremy, signing off.